Krusty, I have, and my emails are running about 6-1 in favor of stopping illegal immigration. But that one out of six simply wants this. They say we need to love people, we need to let people in, and we need to stop hating. And so why are you folks talking about this? I'd like you to address this question right now, and that is, we are here to talk about illegal immigration, breaking the law. Later on, folks, you'll have an opportunity to call our guests to sound off, to tell us how you feel. But Frosty, please explain that we're talking tonight about illegal immigration.
Well, thank you, George. Yes, this is not about race. It's not about creed, not about color. It's about anyone and everyone living within the United States of America and bound to the United States Constitution, that each and every one of us has the right to open our door to strangers and or to not allow strangers to come into our house. And our borders are the same thing as our house. We collectively are the United States of America. We are citizens of the United States of America. And like all nations worldwide, we have the right to allow someone to come into our country as a legal immigrant, which we do 1.5 million per year, every year, a year in and year out, decade in and decade out. However, now we have a problem that so many are taking advantage that, in fact, back in 2004, when Time magazine, Bartlett and Steele, the two Pulitzer Prize writers, wrote a piece called Our Broken Borders, they investigated and they appreciated that, or they came to the conclusion that that particular year, 3 million persons from around the world broke across our borders illegally and took up residence here and even took up jobs. And 40% of those people are visa overstays. And it simply cannot continue because it simply is against the rule of law, and no civilization can survive that kind of, if you want, anarchy or that kind of disrespect, or simply the fact is we can't even survive those kinds of numbers in perpetuity. So that's what we're facing, and that's what we have to deal with.
Jerry, what was it that got you interested in this subject when you wrote Minutemen, The Battle to Secure America's Borders? What happened? What got you interested?
Well, George, I was very concerned about the threat of terrorism, of crime, drug cartels, criminal gangs. I've done a lot of study in my career of these issues, and the open borders are an invitation to criminals, terrorists, gang members to come across willingly. I share Frosty's belief that immigration is extremely important. The only thing I'm opposed to is illegal immigration. I'm married to a woman who is here legally in the United States from Argentina, born in Argentina. I speak Spanish. I think we should have aggressive Hispanic immigration, but it should be done legally with secure borders so we can vet who comes into the country. We can know their backgrounds. And I think if we proceed this way, we can build a very strong and diverse country built on legal immigration, which ought to be the standard going forward. That's my concern. I think it's not an issue of race. It's not an issue of racism. It's an issue of our Constitution and maintaining and upholding our laws. That's my primary concern.
We'll find later on, Jerry and Frosty, when we take phone calls with both of you during the last hour of this program, that some people will say, knock the borders down. And I'll be very curious to find out why they want us to do that. Now, Frosty, if 8 million Americans illegally entered Mexico, what would happen to them?
Well, first of all, they would suffer harsh immigration crackdown by the Mexican police, the Mexican army, you name it. They would be thrown in jail, and they would be literally paying a high cost, because Mexico has very severe immigration laws, and they have very severe and strict immigration enforcement. It would happen so quickly that it would really help people not to come across those borders. And in fact, people do not come across the Mexican border from Central America simply because the troops are there, much like they are and have been for 50 years, as far as Americans being on the DMZ there in South Korea. Mexico guards its borders with the same kind of ardor that we guard those borders in the DMZ, separating North Korea and South Korea. And so that's one of the great ironies, if you will, that Mexico has severe and strict immigration laws, and yet it promotes its own citizens to break all of our laws and cross over our borders. The estimates for Mexicans in this country is somewhere between 12 and 14 million, over a tenth of the Mexican population of around 111 million right now. So again, it's the irony here in this North America that such a country would disrespect us wholeheartedly. President Fox actually used to put out bulletins and magazines to show Mexicans how to break over our borders, and that's why they've been so very successful now for the last 20 years, to the point where it's a human Katrina, if you will. And unfortunately, George, Americans don't realize this, and most people in the world don't realize this, but Mexico grew from 50 million to 104 million in the last century. They're expected to hit somewhere around 100 50 million in this century. In other words, add another 40 million people. So the line's not going to end. It's simply growing. And as you know from that book, America on the Brink, it simply is not sustainable ecologically. It's not sustainable water-wise. It's not sustainable quality of life-wise. It's certainly not sustainable on so many different levels. And that's what we're facing. And so that is what that's what Mexico's facing. They at some point are going to have to come to terms with their own population.
Absolutely. And Jerry Corsi, some people will simply say, knock down the borders, let everyone come and go as they want. In a perfect world, I guess one would say, that's kind of novel. We can just have this one world government and everybody could flow in and out. It's not a perfect world, Jerry Corsi.
Well, this is the problem, George, and the reality of criminals, terrorists, drug dealers are one of the reasons nations all around the world have borders. Also, we've got to take seriously the issue of sovereignty. In other words, the United States, as all nations in the world, have a right to maintain the sovereignty of the nation and its borders with, as Frosty points out, now a tenth of the Mexico's population living in the United States. We've gone the other direction. We have now some 50 Mexican consular offices in the United States to protect the rights as Mexican national citizens for the Mexicans to live within our borders without any requirement that the Mexicans become U.S. citizens. This is the fallacy of open borders. It, as it were, blurs the lines of our nation state. It pushes us more into a U.S.-Mexican configuration. I've even argued that some of the globalists want to see a North American Union where we blur also the lines with Canada and become like the European Union. I don't think we're ready for that. There are severe problems with Mexico, both economically and in terms of the drug war, and I think we ought to be very cautious to lose U.S. sovereignty in what has been one of the strongest economically and most successful countries ever created in the history of the world, a constitutional republic with rights for individual citizens that have been unimaginable prior to the creation of our founding documents, including the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights.